Last week, Springdale landscape crews removed over 100 trees along Don Tyson Parkway at the request of Johnny Tyson, who paid to replace them with all maple trees in an effort to have a more consistent flowering come spring and color in the fall. But what to do with the removed trees? The city of Springdale used this situational opportunity to launch a tree farm. I visited with some Springdale officials to find out that this is something they'd been thinking about for some time.
Now set your rigger and put your bucket down.
A crew of eight used a backhoe to replant the 105 lacebark elm, sycamore, and Chinese pistache trees on a portion of a 7-acre plot of land on the east side of Springdale.
We've always wanted to start a tree farm, but we're always looking for the right place.
That's Sam Goad, Director of Public Works for the City of Springdale. He said the perfect location needed to be secure and have water available. This is something the city hadn't thought too much about until this unique opportunity to remove existing trees from Don Tyson Parkway came about, leaving them responsible for their roots. This tract of land is known as the McCullough site. The north side of the land is being used for one of two community gardens in Springdale. But the south side, or back end of this property, is an area well suited for the tree farm, and it was empty. Goad says a city-owned tree farm should prove to be both cost-effective and efficient.
We have a lot of trees planted around town that are subject to damage from traffic from time to time. And when they get a size, say a 3 or 4 inch diameter, when they get hit by a car, reacquiring a suitable tree of the correct species and size can sometimes be a lengthy endeavor. So our hope is to generate an inventory of trees at the tree farm to where Mike and his crew can go out, select a tree that they need, and transplant it from the tree farm to the location desired.
Mike Hickson is Springdale's landscape supervisor. He agrees that having trees in various sizes available to the city at any time will be less expensive than ordering full-grown trees from an outside company.
If you've got the ground to grow them in, you're going to save the city some money whenever they've got to have trees, because year after year they just continue to get larger, and then when you've got large trees available, you've got a situation where your investment in a small tree may have been $10 or maybe not even that much. When they get to be to a 2 to 4 inch caliber tree, you're looking at a cost of a tree when we order one out of a nursery or something like that, being anywhere from $125 to $250.
Hickson says that this is just one of the advantages. With the land already in place, a drip irrigation system will be installed. Once that is in place, very little time will be needed for maintenance of the trees, as watering will be done automatically. Once this is complete, in the next month or so, Hickson plans to acquire some very colorful and unique seedlings. Seedlings that are no more than 2 feet tall and skinny enough to resemble a whip.
A lot of different kinds of unique deciduous trees that have been imported from different places around the world, especially Asia, that grow in the same climates that we've got here, but they're just not native to this area. And so some of them are very decorative and very ornate. You know, you buy them as a very small seedling, and you plant it in a 1 gallon container, and then eventually begin to move it up as it grows, you know, over time. And so that's kind of something we're looking forward to, is doing a little experimenting with that as well.
Each spring for the last 6 years, Springdale has planted 400 to 600 seedlings as part of the Illinois River Watershed Partnership's riparian project. And Sam Goad sees many more trees being planted within the city's limits in the near future.
Another advantage of having the tree farm is the Razorback Greenway that's being constructed through Springdale. I believe our length through Springdale is approximately 9 miles. And along that trail will be trees that are planted for beautification. And those trees over time will need to be replaced for various reasons. So having the tree farm, and with trees, as Mike has identified, unusual trees not native to this area, then we'll have an opportunity to plant along the trail, either new or as replacement trees, and get some unusual varieties for people to enjoy as they walk and bike along the trail.
Sam Goad is the Director of Public Works for the City of Springdale. Mike Hickson is the city's landscape supervisor. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.